Welcome to Life Coach You, your personal life coach certification school, and your place to become wealthy coaching others. In this powerful podcast, you'll learn the skills, the mindset, and the marketing secrets of top coaches and consultants. Brought to you by Master Coach and Trainer Wayne Sutton from LifeCoachLifestyle.com. Be sure to subscribe and enjoy the show.
Hey guys, thanks for jumping on another episode of Life Coach You. We're teaching you how to become a six-figure life coach and truly enjoy the life that you have been given as a life changer. So let's jump in today. Now, yesterday's podcast, if you missed it, go back and see it. Go back and listen to it. Go back to the website and go to prosperwithwayne.com and check it out. We were talking about cognitive biases and how they're so important when it comes to selling coaching, how you can sell using a cognitive bias. Now, today we're going to go kind of in the same area. We talked about anchoring yesterday, how to anchor a price point. If somebody were to hire you as a coach, what that price is, but what if they had to hire an employee to do the same thing, or they had to hire multiple coaches? So we want to show them that we're going to show them how actually hiring us makes sense, how it physically and emotionally just makes sense. Now, there's another phenomenon where the people will follow you based upon the beliefs, ideas, fads, and trends of others. You've heard it called jumping on the bandwagon. And that's what it is, the bandwagon effect. It's characterized by the probability of an individual adopting an idea or belief or action in respect to the proportion of those who've already done it. In other words, nobody wants to go to battle by themselves. They don't want to go in, but they'll go with, listen, you can say, hey, if I go into this battle by myself, I'm probably going to die. But I'll go in with 20 other people. Now, I may still die in this battle, but at least I won't be alone. Nobody likes a path of misery. That's why everybody's looking, if you see these movies, and there's a poor soul at the bar drinking their way their life and drowning their life in alcohol. There's somebody right beside them. Nobody wants to drink alone. Nobody wants to go into war alone. Nobody wants to win alone. Really, people want to win and be on winning teams. I've never been a sports guy. I've never been one that's into sports. But I can tell you this, when someone's team is winning, they're wearing the jersey, they're screaming and shouting at the TV, we're winning. We? You're not in the team. You're not getting paid. You are actually paying them through sponsors to wear their apparel, but we're winning. It's called the bandwagon effect. So how do we apply that to our business? Well, if we know that our readers are influenced by the crowd, that gives us quite a few pieces of ammunition. Number one, we want them to know that they're not alone in taking action. So maybe you've worked with people in, let's say, Canada, United States, Australia. How many countries have you been in? You may only have 15 clients, but if they're in 15 different countries, then you need to let people know. We've worked with people from all parts of the world, Japan. So I'll just give you a real life example. For me, I have coached and am coaching people in Japan, Australia, Israel, Saudi Arabia, United Arab Emirates, and so many different countries. So that needs to be shared. In fact, I probably need to go back to my website and say, proudly serving. I'm proud to serve people I pride myself in helping people from, and list out the country. It's very important. You may want to say, hey, I've served clients from all over the world, but all over the world sounds kind of cliche-ish. So you want to kind of say, hey, and listen, it's not just saying I've helped people in all of these countries. Sometimes you want to see these in your conversations. So if you're doing a podcast like this, you're talking to someone, and they go, this is my situation. So, So I was helping a client who, they live here in the United States part of the year, but they're in Japan part of the year as well. And when they're in Japan, they realize this. Well, I was helping a client the other day. Actually, it was the other morning because there's a 12-hour time difference. I was 7 a.m. for me, which is unusual for my coaching, but that was 7 p.m. for them. They're actually in Australia. And you start talking. What you do is you prove your bandwagon effect by talking about people in different places. Okay, makes sense? Another thing that you can do in that is let them know not just different places, but how many people you've helped. If you've helped thousands. Okay? Have you ever heard 9 out of 10 dentists agree that this toothpaste is the best. Well, that's what it was, bandwagon effect. So, now, how do you apply it in your sales copy, in your podcast, in your marketing? Number one, most people already know. That's a great phrase. Most people already know. Well, thousands have figured out. Now, maybe you've not helped thousands, but maybe you do, let's say, temperament therapy, which is one of the things I specialize in. So thousands have discovered, thousands have figured out that temperament therapy is the fastest way to whatever. Maybe you're a fitness coach in keto. Maybe you're one of the keto people. Then you could let people know. Most people already know that ketogenic dieting is very healthy or something. Or thousands have figured out the power of keto. Or how about join our hundreds of happy customers? Tried and tested by hundreds. We have documented these results in case after case after case. It could be five cases, but case after case after case, okay? So what you're doing here is you're implying they'll miss out if they don't take action. Fear of missing out. Fear of missing out. Don't be left behind. And how do we do that? Number one, we do it with testimonials. Number two, you do something simple. You know, these websites that below, I believe the first one that started was Proof. And I believe that there's different ones now, but it'll pop up. Hey, Richard just signed up. You know, Shane from Amarillo, Texas just bought this product or just signed up. If you look at Expedia, they'll say 12 people are looking at this room right now. There's only two left, you know. The two left is scarcity, but 12 people are looking at it. Oh, other people are looking at this room right now? Well, viewing this hotel right now? Oh, Richard from Amarillo or Susan from, you know, Grapevine, Texas just bought this course or just signed up for this webinar. And the bandwagon effect says, well, if they did it, I need to do it too. Okay, bandwagon effect is very powerful. So demonstrate they're not the first or the last. And in fact, they're one of many or could be if they take action. Now, you can still use scarcity, you know, in your marketing. I'll give you a real life example. We're planning a workshop here in Wilmington. I love living here at the beach. So we're planning a workshop and we're going to limit it to 20 people. So if we limit it to 20 people, it's still scarcity because number one, I don't want to work with more than 20 at one time. So, hey, we're limiting this to 20 people. However, Sue from Hallsville, Indiana signed up. Rome from Wilson, North Carolina has already signed up. And I can literally give names with their permission, literally give names, locations. And even Darren is flying in from Ireland. So, great to have Darren coming in. Hey, guys, there's seven tickets left. Seven seats left. Does that sound more powerful than, hey, sign up when you get ready? Of course it is. So the point is, people want to do business with people that have done. That's why the power of Apple, iPhones. Everyone wants, not everyone, I understand that, but most people want to follow the bandwagon. In fact, you're following the bandwagon. You're either saying, I'm an Apple fan and I follow that bandwagon, or I don't use Apple and you're following that bandwagon. Either way, you're following it. And so will people follow you. This is Wayne Sutt. Here's what I need you to do. Pick up the book that hundreds and hundreds of life coaches from all over the world, and that is true, have picked up at lifecoachlifestyle.com. Watch the webinar and recognize case study after case study after case study of people that have come on board and become six-figure coaches. So how do you do that? That was a little fun, but in all seriousness, go to lifecoachlifestyle.com. LifeCoachLifestyle.com and jump over to our website. You can type in prosperwithwayne.com or go fulltimecoaching.com. Both going to take you to the same website. Watch our webinar, jump on board with us. I look forward to helping you. If you're not at $10,000 a month as a coach, let us give you our proven blueprint. If you're not a coach yet, you would like to become a certified coach with a proven marketing plan and proven transformational plan to help other people, then jump on board as well. This is Wayne Sutton. God bless.
Thank you for joining us. Subscribe to our show and be sure to pick up your free book, Life Coach You, How to Become a Certified Life Coach and Get Wealth Helping Others at LifeCoachLifestyle.com.